Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Having enough troopers to safeguard lives across the Commonwealth. We need to ask you to ask your state legislators to do what's right. Protect residents by providing the funding and training troopers need to best protect the Commonwealth. Thank you.
Hi, it's Eric and Renee Peabody with Window World of Boston.
When it comes to new windows, most homeowners don't have all the facts. When you work with Window World, your curb appeal goes up. Windows beautify your home, and we offer a wide selection, including custom wood.
We also never use high-pressure sales or gimmicks. Our customer volume lets us deliver everyday low pricing from as little as $99 per month for a house full of windows installed.
New.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. You know, it's what you grow up watching, you know, Monday Night Football and, you know, trying to beg my parents to let me stay up past, you know, the end of the first quarter back when I was young. And you remember you got Moss back in the day. So, no, it's cool playing on Monday night. You know, first Monday night game, it'll be pretty sweet playing it at home. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, hello, hello. It's the KJ Show on WEEI, 617-779-7937. That is also the text line. And that is your very own Drake May, excited for Monday Night Football. And I just have to say this because all of us are in this love affair with Drake May. What a great story. Like, there are a lot of people in my industry who can't great storytell and show pictures like that when he's just describing being a kid wanting to stay up to watch Monday Night Football because that's what the kids are going to want to do Monday night. Yeah, I know we're back to school, but Ma, can I stay up? Drake May is on Monday Night Football. And so is Jackson Dart. Now you're like, well, what is, how are they even close? Because you have two situations going on that are very revealing and can be even more revealing depending on how the game goes. I'll explain that shortly. Thank you to my producer. Welcome, Jason. Jason, what's your last name again?
It's Josh. It's Josh Bracken.
Josh Bracken. Okay. Josh Bracken, first time here. Thank you so much for your work. We're going to have a lot of fun here for a Saturday. So it's interesting when you're seeing that it isn't Jameis Winston quarterbacking the Giants on Monday night, which I would personally have a little more concern because one, Jameis Winston has kind of been in this situation before. Brand new quarterback, a lot of love for the guy, wanted to see what would happen, came in and won. The quarterback would never be the same. That's Mac Jones. But having Jackson Dart cleared from his concussion protocol and will be playing Monday night, you feel like there's going to be kind of this mojo thing that's going to be attempted, right?
I lost my mojo!
Because that's what's happened with the Giants. You've got Kafka who's he's kind of applying for the job. Daboll's gone. And then Jackson Dart, he's back to try and give what would be the Giants story of the year by beating the best team in NFL right now, Patriots, with 10 wins. But what happens, let's just say, Jackson Dart looks bad because Mike Vrabel, I'm sure, is salivating over a guy who's going to be in there in a nighttime, primetime game, who's played maybe six games so far this year, and is known to be a little bit gunslingy, mistake-prone in Jackson Dart, right? Like, you kind of want those guys to come in. I would say even probably more so than Jameis Winston. You say, Jameis Winston makes mistakes, but if he's thrown for 350 yards against you, that means that they're either still in the game or you blew him out tremendously. So with Jackson Dart at quarterback, you have to say, kind of like, all right, we can confuse the rookie, kind of Sam Darnold, kind of Monday night Sam Darnold, right? You know, kind of do that. But let's just say the Giants get absolutely destroyed on Monday Night Football in Foxborough. What do you think the next story will be come Tuesday morning? Not so much here, but in New York City, because the Patriots would have gone on to 11 wins and now almost kind of like maybe the number one team in the AFC. You could probably put a little money on. Still not out of the woods. I'm reading this. If Bill Belichick leaves his position North Carolina, his buyout price is $1 million.
I lost my mind.
Wait, that's nothing. And he has 180 days to pay it. What? That's a payment play. What? He said $2,000 a day? And that'd get him pretty close to... Belichick may be in the room again in New York. Now you're like, KJ, you're talking about Monday Football. The team is one of the best teams in the NFL and everything. But just imagine a seething Bill Belichick seeing the Giants getting destroyed because of a young quarterback in New England, where everybody's now celebrating the return and the resurgence of the team that you squandered because...
I lost my mojo!
Yes! It could be the game that leads to the talk of Bill Belichick coming back to the NFL, to the Giants. I've always said, like, look, in life, you could say this even at work or in friends or in your, it all comes down to relationships. Who do you have the relationships with, and who are the ones that are going to respect who you are and what you do? I think the Giants are the only team in the NFL that could still do that. Now, for the game, I think it's one of those situations where Christian Gonzalez just says, wherever I see your eyes go, there I will be, Jackson Dart, and throw it to me. I don't want this to be like this could end up like the Raiders game a little bit where you feel like, gosh, I really hope this team isn't asleep at the wheel. But that's what the Giants have been all year, almost to the point where you could beat the Giants in three quarters because they'll give you the fourth. If they've gone to the fourth quarter with leads, I think four or five times this season and have lost all of those games. That screams a lack of discipline. And if it only cost a guy $1 million to go leave his job where he just made $20 million winning four games, because I'd love to see Bill Belichick back in the NFL. In fact, the NFL would be in a hurry to schedule a better, more efficient, possibly AFC East champion. We'll see what happens with the playoffs to play Belichick one more time. And especially they want to get it within the next two seasons. So hurry up, hire Bill to the Giants. Let it get to the point where around where he can get the Shula record, he loses once again to the Patriots, proving that the guy had...
I've lost my mojo!
Yes. So you won't hear about Pablo Torre or the girlfriend younger than my oldest child. I don't know. If the Patriots destroy the Giants on national television, not only is Kafka not considered for the job, but they're immediately on the phone with Bill Belichick. Immediately. And I would say that would make for a great rivalry. I mean, Belichick is now part of the New York fabric once again. A heel. Belichick, Vrabel. Super Bowl, I don't know, 70. What the Patriots have going on is more than I think any of us expected. Like, even me saying 10 wins, the idea was like, maybe they get the 10th win like the last week of the season. Hey, there's nobody in your face that you personally know that without lying, telling you that they knew that this team potentially could be like a 14-game winner this year. I knew. Nobody thought that. And as for those, and you see kind of the hatred coming back, and you kind of like it, you know. Love the smell of fresh napalm in the morning type attitude you like to have here is, boy, you realized how deep the hatred for the Patriots were just over the last couple of weeks through a network television show, which will happen to be on that particular network on Monday night. It's just too beautiful. So when you've got a team like the Patriots who are showing that what was missing last year was the growth of talent, discipline, head coaching acumen, let's call it what it is, right? And now you're like, okay, this can't be fool's gold as some have said it to be. I believe this is real gold. I believe there's a real chance. In the next hour, well, in the next break, I'll break down the AFC to show you that, wait a minute, the Patriots sit in a good position because there are other Patriot-like stories going on in the NFL that you would have to say, maybe it comes down to the coaching more so than it does to this overwhelming talent on the field. Also still to come, look, I understand you love Matt Stafford world to be the MVP, but I'm going to make the case that Drake May is the MVP. And part of that reason is because of who's your supporting cast. That's still to come. And then get ready for the debut of a new feature called Shootout. It's like kill the man with the ball or King of the Hill. That's coming in 35 minutes. But Monday night is going to be the night that America is going to say, huh, you know, the same network here has been making these comments about, you know, oh, this team is not this and they're not that and so forth and everything. And so it's put right out in front of them. Lord forbid there's any slippage on a banana peel by the Patriots and the Giants get a little bit of wind beneath their wings. Then one, they won't be talking about Belichick the next day, which I really want to happen. But two, then becomes like, see, well, clearly they're not as good as people or they believe that they are. And I don't think that's the case. I think what you're seeing in the NFL, just ask the Eagles yesterday and the day and several days before that. If you said 10 days, 14 days ago, the Eagles would look like they're slipping, you'd be like, oh, man, against who? Yeah. Oh, maybe Chicago is real. So each week in the NFL presents a new challenge. But this one, I think in one sense is, hey, there's a chance for you on national television. Because let's see, the Bills game was a national game. Then the Bucks game was, we call it semi-national, right? Like as long as you weren't in one of those other cities that teams had playing games, you got it as your national game. And now this one, right? And then you probably look at that Baltimore game to wait. Well, I don't even with Baltimore, you expect Baltimore to lay down the way they did on Thanksgiving night. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. Interesting comments from Jaylen Brown about the NBA Cup. And I think like we're starting to walk into an area that I believe as well. That's still on the way too. So when you talk about what Mike Vrabel's been able to do with this team and how he's been able to take some of the blunt force, right? He's been the one that's been able to respond in a very clear manner to protect his team from a lot of the noise that's being said about the team, right? Like normally you wouldn't hear a coach step into the whole Stephen A. Smith debacle, but he did. And so I think that's recognizing where these players are today versus, say, maybe when Vrabel's first coaching, you're like, hey, don't even give it any energy. We're not even going to respond to it. We're not even going to acknowledge it. The player's at a completely different space now. But if Drake May goes off literally on Monday Night Football, what happens on First Take on Tuesday morning? Or does someone ask him at the end of the game, what are you doing tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.? I'm going to be watching First Take.
Bunch of damn nerds.
You know what I mean? The pettiness that's been attempted at this team. I really commend Mike Vrabel on this. I don't know if Gerard Mayo would have been able to handle this. I don't think this team would be this good either. So, again, the Monday Night Football game has multiple layers to it. The Giants, they get blown out, which I would... Tell me you wouldn't love to see that. Tell me you would not love to see like a 37-10 game Patriots. Would you not love to hear? Would you not love to see that? Would you not love to see on the Manning cast having to make an emergency phone call to one of their other coworkers at ESPN? Hey, man, you may want to get on the television real quick because that quarterback, he's thrown for 300 yards and he's still going. That's the petty side. The important side? Get that victory. Get you some rest. All right. When we come back, the AFC picture, what it looks like, where the Patriots could take them, how far do you think they can go? 617-779-7937. Now time to trend with Jason Bracken.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Bruins fell to the Rangers 6-2 yesterday afternoon. Morgan Geekie scored his 18th goal of the year in the loss. The Bees are right back at it tonight as they prepare to play the Red Wings at 7 p.m. Both David Pastrnak and Pavel Zacha are listed as day-to-day. Celtics are on the road tonight to play the Timberwolves. They'll be looking for the third straight win after beating the Orlando Magic and the Detroit Pistons earlier this week. Jaylen Brown and Nemi Keita are listed as questionable, while Derek White is listed as probable, with tip-off set at 5 p.m. Boston College football is preparing to play Syracuse at 3 p.m. You can hear the call of that game right here on 93.7 WEEI. Coverage begins at 2:30. The Patriots look to win their 10th straight game on Monday night against the Giants. Harold Landry, Brendan Schooler, Kyrus Tonga, and Jared Wilson did not practice yesterday, while Jelani Tavai was limited. Kickoff is set for 8:15 on Monday night. I'm Josh Bracken. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
.com.
Listen, real quick, and I'm not denying no impact of what was done or what we've seen up until this year. All I'm saying is the way the AFC is being shifted right now, a really good veteran team will go into Foxborough. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
And playing these type of teams will have you thinking that you're better than you are rather than knowing how to win versus good teams.
KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. So, yeah, if you believe that the Patriots are just kind of ripe for failure once they get to the playoffs, well, then I guess just kind of look at how things kind of shake out. And I'll be honest, there may be only one legitimate argument to what's being said regarding what Cam Newton just said about the Patriots being upset by a veteran team in the playoffs. So right now, obviously, the Patriots sitting at one, that's news to nobody. They have the first game, that first week off. So your opening round matchup for the 2-7 game right now would be Denver and the Bills in Denver. So if you told me that, yeah, the Bills could go into Denver and beat Denver, I would say, sure, I could see that potentially happening. It's still Josh Allen. You've got a great run game. So it those things carry and travel well on the road. Plus, you've got a young quarterback there in Bo Nix, who you might say to yourself, you're like, hey, he might just be overwhelmed for the moment. And so in a second round matchup, it would be the Bills and the Patriots for a third time. So let's just hypothetically say that the third matchup could be the deciding one. Let's say the Bills happen to win the game December 14th here. And then when they see them again in the playoffs, they would do it again here in Foxborough. That could be the game that determines whether the Patriots go all the way or it's over. I can agree to that. But let's just say the Bills do lose to Denver in Denver. They've got an amazing defense. And you see what happens when you put an amazing defense in front of Josh Allen. It could be a problem. Look what Houston did to him. That was just out of world, but it now shows that it's very possible. So let's say they do lose to Denver. Jacksonville is this veteran team that you think is, or the Chargers at 5, they're this veteran team that you're thinking about, or the Steelers. Okay, you can make that argument. They played each other earlier this year, but you could argue that the Patriots are a better team now than they were then, and the Steelers are slightly worse now than they were then. So with the trend, you would say, yeah, the Steelers are only veteran in name, but not necessarily in performance. Well, then it just leaves you at Indy at 3 and Denver at 2. So if the idea is, hey, all this stuff with the Patriots ain't real, and you'll see it in the playoffs, you're really banking on them playing Buffalo for a third time. And if that's what you're banking on, you got to look what's right behind them. Bills are 7-4. The Texans are at 6-5. The Chiefs are at 6-6. Ravens at 6-6 as well. After that, it cuts off Miami, Cincinnati. I think all those teams have pretty much eliminated themselves. Cincinnati, I think, eliminated themselves Thanksgiving night against the... you feel like they saved themselves, but they didn't save themselves. The Chiefs probably are not going to make it. I think going into the weekend, no one believed that the Chiefs would lose to the Cowboys. And you think, yeah, well, what happens if the Chiefs are the 7th seed and they get Denver? They'll see Denver for a third time and would advance to see the Patriots on the road, and I would take the Chiefs. Yeah, the Chiefs have to get past the tiebreaker that involves the Bills, the Jags, and the Chargers, right? And keep in mind, the Chargers aren't even the division leaders, right? So it would be one thing if, hey, the Chargers are leading the division, if you could catch them and win the division. No, they're literally three and a half games off the division lead. So Chiefs would have to run the table. Denver would have to completely fall apart. So would the Chargers for the Chiefs to be there. And you would probably have to say that if the Chiefs get there, maybe they might be better than a 7 seed. They could be a 6. If all these other teams fall apart, it's just going to be very hard to see that happen. And so while I don't want to get too far ahead and start talking about how far the Patriots can go, but when you look how the AFC breaks down, you say, okay, do you believe that Denver causes the biggest issue for the Patriots? I would say no. Indy? I would say no, because the best thing that they do walks into the teeth of the best thing that the Patriots do in terms of defense is stopping the run. The Steelers, you feel like you can make those adjustments. The Chargers, they tend to self-destruct. The Jags, while they can make some people feel good, you don't know if they're really that good. And then again, I mentioned the Bills, and I would say Bills, possibly yes. And let's just say the Texans are in there. I think the Texans would give the Patriots problems, but they would need to have C.J. Stroud there to help out with giving those problems to the Patriots. I just don't see that being the case. Coming out of the break, I made a huge mistake. I keep calling my producer Jason, and his name is Josh Bracken. So, Josh, first, welcome to the station. First time running the show solo, I'm sure, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right, so this is to relieve a little of the nervousness. First, I'd have to ask, you know, where'd you get that deep voice, man?
I honestly don't know. That's what a lot of people first come at me for. They tell me, they ask me what industry I'm in. I say I'm in radio, and they're like, oh, that's perfect.
So, you know, but the thing is, you know, there's no such thing as a radio voice. People say, like, cause yeah, he's like, you have a radio voice. They're like, no, this is my voice.
Yeah. That's what I tell them. I'm like, what is that definition? What is the definition of a radio voice?
Well, you know, usually back in the day, it was like the radio voice was the one who could do the quiet storm and talk to the ladies late at night and be a magic man when magic can. That's what I think of when I hear a radio voice. You're not a slow jam guy, right? You're not like, you know, hey, the quiet storm, Josh Bracken.
I could.
Now, you could.
I think I could if I was prepared correctly.
If you were prepared for it. But you love sports too much, and so you're here. So, Josh, I will never get the first name wrong again. It is a bad habit from where I went to college where I don't remember anybody's name, but I remember everybody's face. So it's important for me to not only know your face, but remember your name. So, Josh, again, thank you for being here, and get ready for the shenanigans here in about 15, 20 minutes. You've probably been warned, right? You're like, oh, man, when you work with KJ, man, it's a lot. Did someone say that to you?
No, but I've just been prepared for anything at this point.
Oh, okay, good. So no one has scared you off. No one has scared you off.
No.
That's good. So back to the Patriots and the playoff situation. I don't want to get too far ahead, but I just want to think about what's really in front of. So I would say the worst case scenario for the Patriots is, okay, maybe I don't even see how they lose the AFC East at this point. You were 2.5 games ahead of Buffalo. You're really talking about like this, you'd have to fall apart over the next 5 games. So I don't see that happening. So I think at worst, you might see the Patriots at 3, right? Denver's got 2 losses. Indy's got 3 losses. If Indy corrects the ship on the way down, on the way out, and Denver maintains what they're doing, and let's just say the Patriots just lose 2 out of the next 5, which would be kind of, but they're a little bit of understanding there. Baltimore is now playing for their life after what happened Thanksgiving night. And the Bills, they're playing to make sure they stay in this wild card race because they're only a game ahead of Houston. And while they've got the tiebreaker over the Chiefs, it's really Houston who's in their rearview mirror. And you'd have to say that the Ravens really are playing for the AFC North. Whoever wins the AFC North, the loser does not make the playoffs. I think it comes down to that. So, yeah, if the Patriots at 3, then you're talking about like them against Jacksonville to start it off, right? And if they win that one, then they would get the Broncos on the road. So if you tell me that, like, if things kind of shift a little, and, you know, the conversation would be like, maybe they're not as strong. Well, okay, you're looking at going up against Trevor Lawrence, who has not been consistent so far in his career, and now you're going to put him on a stage where he hasn't really been on before. And then potentially your next game would be on the road against Denver, or let's just say the Colts on the road. Probably a loud game, but not a, that would be a tough game. So if playing this and shaking this out in my mind, I'm sifting it like coffee beans. Probably a very tough game could be the Patriots if they had to go on the road to play Indy because of the noise, because what you've got with Sauce Gardner over there on one side, and that person would probably be all over Stephon Diggs. But again, there's not that dependency there that one would think. That would be a tough on-the-road game, but not being beat by some veteran team. You know, so, again, I think because the way things have shook out, right, there's no Kansas City in the mix. Buffalo's barely in the mix. The Ravens are on the outside looking in. The Texans last year, they were your AFC South division winners. It used to be kind of like the AFC South Invitational, you know, which was kind of like Houston gets in as a 4 and gets eliminated by the 5. It was like 4 straight years. So, again, you don't have your big boppers threatening you through the middle of the division, through the divisions and how things stand, right? So if people are like, hey, you know, the Patriots aren't really like beating people or anything, well, how come Buffalo has 4 losses already, or the Chiefs are 500 team? So clearly, these guys are not scrubs. Clearly, these guys have been the names, the name brands of the AFC. So maybe it's just one of those situations where time starts to pass along, where some things start to peel away and some things start to grow. You ask me, I think there's a little bit of kind of luster off of the shine of Patrick Mahomes. Like it will never. I think now Kansas City has to get super quiet about where they see themselves as a dynasty. It's just kind of like, yeah, even Brady went out with a broken leg. You know what I mean? Like, so you know, that's one of the things that stopped him from getting to there. Like, but missing playoffs and stuff like that, fresh off of a Super Bowl year that's almost unheard of. 617-779-7937. Text line 37, same line, 3790. I'm so used to the old one, 37937. But telephone number and the text line, same number. I don't know if there's a more complete team than the Patriots in terms of how they get it done, right? Like Drake May still has not thrown for 300 yards, right? And usually with young guys, in order to get the wow factor going, it's like, oh, they got to throw for big yards and big numbers. And yeah, up until the Chiefs Cowboys game Thanksgiving, the leader in passing yards was Drake May. It doesn't necessarily feel that way, just simply because the run game could get you with Travion Henderson. I love to see what you get from Ramondre Stevenson coming back. I think Monday might be the game that you say, okay, we have now officially a two-headed monster in the backfield. Like you almost have to feel like you got to see a big game for Ramondre Stevenson in the complimentary running behind Henderson, because I think as you get to the playoffs, I don't know if you can lean on Henderson at that point just yet. And at the same time, you're like, okay, Stevenson, while he has had playoff experience, you would want him to help be able to kind of guide the rookie and be able to kind of be like, if you will, like a two-headed monster when everybody tries to go to the run game, right? You say, well, Denver's already kind of run-dependent. They're going to be there. Indy's run-dependent for sure. The Steelers, they're trying to figure that out. The Chargers are not run-dependent. Jags are. Bills are, right? So everybody seems to be run-dependent. That's heading towards the playoffs, at least on the AFC side. On the NFC side, I think that's even more fascinating, where literally the 49ers are your 7 seed and they're 8-4, and the Cowboys at 6-5-1 still have a legitimate chance to try and sniff themselves into the playoffs. And you're almost just like, how does that happen? Look, Mac Jones might be the better quarterback in San Francisco than Brock Purdy is, at least right now for that team. Green Bay, you feel like, is this a team? Like, are they for real? Are they not for real? It's like, well, wait, they're 8-3-1. Chicago leads their division and is the number 2 seed at 9-3. So it's a good, weird year for the sport. But at the same time, you're not getting your classic name teams in there, right? The Lions are on the outside. The Falcons, who were in it the last minute last year, they're nowhere near it. Minnesota's out of it. The Commanders have not been in it at all. So it's good that you see the new, but at the same time, I think people are just used to saying, okay, we want to see this person beat that person in the playoffs to say that they've made that move, where it might literally be a situation where the Bills are playing the Patriots for a third time. Let's just say they play them for a third time and the Patriots have won the 2 regular season games. I'll get into it at the start of next hour. Like, so Drake May is not the MVP of the, how's he not the MVP? I mean, he's beating the man everywhere, all over, a couple times on Sunday, literally. So it's good to see that the Patriots are in the mix with these other teams that are growing, like Denver and the resurgence of Indy and Jacksonville, a bit of a resurgence there as well, versus still being in this chase of like, okay, maybe we're better next year and hopefully things will get better. And so like, no, it's like with everything happening right now, you'd say, look, you got to strike when the iron's hot. You got to go for what you know. I think that's why even at the trade deadline, I was kind of like, but at the same time, if you believe that you've got the room and the room is going to win games for you and you're comfortable with what you have, how would it feel you just throwing another pass rusher in the mix and not, you know, and not trusting the guys that you have? And the pass rush has steadily improved as the season has gone on. So, yeah, for those who think that the Patriots, it's just all fool's gold, I would say if If you read me these names at the start of the season, if these are the teams that are going to be in the playoffs, you'd be like, well, those are all fool's gold. No, you didn't really believe in Denver like that, do you? You don't really believe in some of these other teams. And you'd have to say, well, okay, you can only beat the people who are in front of you, and the Patriots are doing that. 617-779-7937. It's also the text number. So, Josh, hey, did you hear the conversation that's going on? I didn't realize it was picking up so much steam about Nick Sirianni going for two down by down 15 with 3 minutes left. And there is a good argument about this, where analytics sometimes can get you blocked from common sense. You're arguing me down off the building off of this, and I'll apply it to real life. So let's say you need $3,000 for your rent, okay? But you're short. Let's say you're short $1,000, right? So you got $2,000, and you still need another $1,000 for your rent. And the rent's due in about a week, okay? Would it be smart to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to take $1,000 of this $2,000 that I already have, and I'm going to gamble it and see if I can at least get myself to $2,500. And then try and talk to some people maybe the rest of the week and get the $500. Josh, you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I kind of see where you're going with this. It's I wouldn't. I mean,
so watch how the analysis still goes. So let's say you gamble that $1,000 and you lose. Okay, so now you're down to $1,000 and you need $3,000.
You've dug yourself a bigger hole.
You've dug yourself into a damn hole. You've now. Okay, you could still ask friends for that $500, and they'll give it to you, but you're now still $1,500 short, and there's probably a day left. Where, when the day started a week ago, you're only $1,000 short, so now you're further behind than you were before. That's why you kick. That's why you take the 7 points on the front, knowing that you might be able to negotiate the other 8 points with all your timeouts. You know, all your friends still haven't received a call about borrowing money, right? And you still have enough time to make those phone calls to try and make that comeback to get the rent money. Now I'm hearing people say, oh, no, you go for it because at least you know how much. No, you already know. You can't tell me you don't know how many points you need if you're down 15. If you're down 15, you know how many points you got. And simple math says add 15 to your number, and that's what they got. I can't stand what analytics has done to some to sports, right? Some things just make sense right in front of you. And then to put it on top of that, oh my gosh, they end up going for the field goal with 14 seconds left. So now you're really, that's like, okay, I lost 1,000. Let me bet another 1,000 of this. I have 1,000 in my hand, but I can probably get it back. No. No. And that's kind of where you're grateful that you have a head coach like Mike Vrabel. Like, I think in a situation like that, Vrabel probably says, let's take the 7 points. We've got three timeouts. Our defense get a stop. We go down and get a score. Now, whatever greatest two-point play we ever thought we've ever brought up or created, drawn up or whatever, that's when you try it. I mean, what are you trying for? Once you're down by nine, I've yet to see the 9-point play in football. Maybe they let you kick one. You know, like if you kick one from 80 yards, we'll line you up from your own 20. Good luck, you know. Yeah, I think when you play sensible ball, you get sensible results. I think that's if I want to go over to this AFC NFC side of the ledger with the playoffs. Yeah, the Eagles, while they'll never fall to the number four, right, the NFC South is just absolutely horrible. Like, whoever wins 8 games might win that entire division. But if you've got teams like the Seahawks or Green Bay, right now, the Eagles would play Green Bay in an opening round matchup. Yeah, you want to try those analytics with Micah Parsons coming around the corner? Take the points, brother. Take them. So, yeah, I think that's the other thing is, as a lot of these teams are hiring brand new guys and coaches, and a lot of these guys are really kind of hung up on the stuff that they really make over at MIT, right? And they do this in this industry. We can show you how to never have a person's ever schedule music again. We've built this lab. It's called intelligence. Yeah, I think you're starting to have, you know, some kind of artificial dummies that are in coaching, and you're kind of grateful for someone like a Vrabel. Or even from a baseball perspective, if you look at Alex Cora, this is not a guy that's just going to be like, well, the analytics say. Like, no, this guy can sniff the dirt and be like, that smells like a ground ball coming. You know, you would for me, as a fan, I would want guys who are coaching teams that say, be sensible when you need to be sensible, be brave when nobody expects it, right? So going for two, that wasn't, I mean, that was dope. I just don't get it. But the Patriots, in terms of what they're looking at towards the future, I think it's so important for this Giants game to really be a dominant showing. It's almost kind of like, I don't know if you ever watch women's basketball, high school or college. You know, when they get these early games, like, there is zero sympathy when it comes in women's college or women's basketball. They will beat a team 132-10. Like, there's no, like, letting the foot off the gas. It's like, nah, they get offended when they score, when the score goes from 8-10. And now they're only down, now they're only up by 90 when they were up by 95. I would love to see the Patriots kind of dominate the Giants that way. In a league where they say, your record says who you are. The Patriots have the 10-2. The Giants have the 2-10. Make the Giants look like a 2-10 team so that way the conversation stays on Vrabel making great decisions for a young team that has taken to his leadership versus, well, do they have what it takes to do all this and everything? Because people hate New England just as it is. Next, your text messages and shootout. Here on WEEI. Good Saturday to you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The KJ Show. WEEI 617-779-7937. That is also the text line. We will get to your text messages shortly. I don't know about you. I totally skipped Black Friday yesterday. I think it's just a totally different world we're in right now. And it's nothing political I'm about to say. It's just kind of like, you know, people have been standing on top of streets and in city parks saying eggs are too much. how do you think the photos look suddenly when everybody's in line trying to get an 80-inch television? You know, like, the hypocrisy would be so great, you know. So I didn't venture out to stores. I didn't even try to. I didn't even get on my computer to look at any sale yesterday because there was just so many sales yesterday. I saw a gynecologist that was offering 20% off. I was like, geez, everything doesn't work on Black Friday. All right, we're 2 minutes away from the debut. Josh, isn't this crazy? Like your very first show, KJ's debuting a new feature.
I love it. I'm all for it.
There you go. Like, hey, put them in the fire and maybe they don't burn at the stake. All right, 617-779-7937. What do you have on the text line, Josh?
So first one I got is, are you against when the Lions go for it on fourth down in their own territory when the analogies give them a better than 70% chance of making it?
Yeah, if they're in their own territory, I mean, that's not what the case was. The case with the Eagles was they had played it correctly. They got it down to about 3 minutes and 10 seconds. They had all of their timeouts. Kick the ball through. Now, if you're concerned about your own field goal kicker, I mean, you're still going to need him anyway at some point. So, what Dan Campbell does going forward on his own side of the ball, you know, those are decisions that you can make up later in the game, most likely. Like, if you get this one wrong with 3 minutes left and you're down nine, it doesn't work. Yeah, like, I mean, literally, here, put it in perspective, on Twitter yesterday, because I'm friends, I guess, I don't want to say I'm friends with both of them, but we all follow in the same circle. So Phil Sims, former quarterback for the New York Giants, not his son. Well, what is his son's name? I forgot what his son's name is. So he says, why go for two, go for one, put the pressure on Chicago, up nine instead of eight, all caps. Eagles now need two scores. Does not make sense. Joe Shad is down in Miami, retorts back. Analytics say you go for two because you have to go for two at some point, so you may as well know if you got it. Yeah, there's the quarterback who's telling you, hey, let's go ahead and put the 1 point up there, and then we can be discussing what we think may be the 2 point play based on all the stuff we've seen transpire during the game. It's going to really come down to that one play, right? Because the other side of it is, what if you go for two and get it, and then your field goal kicker misses it? You know, your field goal kicker misses the extra point after that. Well, you should have hit it. Wait a minute. From 2 yards out versus from about 40 yards out. Like, so you got to pick your poison there, and I would say take the one you know that won't kill you right there. If you miss that 2 point conversion on the front end, you're dead, right? You're dead. Two more texts, and then we'll get into the debut of Shootout.
What about Denver on the road? Second-year quarterback, fourth youngest team in the NFL. Yep. Don't bank the Patriots win. Even Brady lost there.
Yeah, but I think you have, like, if you really believe that Bo Nix, here's what's interesting about Bo Nix and the Sean Payton dynamic. Sean Payton has to use a level of patience with Bo Nix because of, like, it's totally different than Drew Brees where you just let him air it out or what have you. But I think sometimes when you go into the playoffs and you're too cautious with someone, that's when you're even more prone to make mistakes, I think, sometimes, right? Because let's just say Patriots go in there and what do? They stop the run. This is what you'd want to do. Okay, you go there. It's like, put everything on Bo Nix's arm. Sure. He's not used to this type of pressure. He hasn't seen this before. Vrabel, I think, will have his men ready for that action and know how to prepare for it because Vrabel, all those years in the AFC South with Tennessee, pretty much had to do that. Like, trust me, he was not lighting up the sky with Ryan Tannehill all those years. It was defense and the run game. What do you think will be for the Patriots once you get into the playoffs? It's really going to be the defense and the run game. One more text, then we'll do Shootout.
There's no way that the Patriots beat the Bills in the playoffs, barring an injury to Josh Allen.
That's probably a Buffalo text. Shout out to Buffalo for listening to the show, and too bad you're about to get eliminated in the first round, potentially, of the playoffs. But you got a new stadium coming. But in all seriousness, it's very hard to beat a team three times. I'm not telling anybody who's listening right now knows I'm not telling you anything new. Like, to beat a division rival three times in a season, first of all, it means, damn, you're really good. And two, it means, damn, they're pretty good too, because if you're seeing each other in the playoffs again, for them to lose to you twice in the division and still be in the playoffs, that says something about that team. So, honestly, I think probably the most dangerous team is the team that's probably at the top and the bottom. I think the Patriots are the most dangerous team in the AFC. Why? Because the record would pretty much say that you can hang with anybody. I believe that's the case because, hey, the team they beat in Cincinnati, you were like, well, they didn't have Joe Burrow. It's just like, okay, but that defense didn't do what that defense did on Thanksgiving night, right? Like, so again, I think that it's really bookend. The Patriots, and I would put Denver in there too. Patriots, Denver at 1-2, and then the Bills at 7 are the three most dangerous teams right now in the AFC to shake it up. Or, okay, more of your comments still to come. Plus, why Drake May really is the MVP this year. But now it is time for the debut of...
Any one of you lily-livered, bow-legged varmints care to slap leather with me? You better know who you're dealing with. Gotcha!
All right. Josh will give me a name versus another name. Who wins the shootout until we get to a final answer or last person standing? Let's go.
All right, first one. Most valuable Patriot not named Drake May. So I'll hit you first with the two rookies, Will Campbell or Travion Henderson.
In a shootout, gosh. I don't think we won't really know how really important Will Campbell has been until he comes off of IR. So right now... Travion Henderson, he's got the gun. Next.
Travion Henderson or Mac Hollins?
Oh, you know, Mac Hollins has been super, super important to what Drake May's been able to do out there. Sneaky better than I thought. But what Travion Henderson is doing, I'm going to stick with him with the gun. Next.
Travion Henderson or tight end Hunter Henry?
Oh, I mean, Hunter Henry is the security blanket. When things go wrong, he's right there. Oh, this is... Oh, Travion Henderson or Hunter Henry. Huh. Travion, keep the gun. Oh, wow.
I'm loving this. I'm a big Travion guy myself. Yeah. Travion Henderson or Christian Gonzalez?
Oh, come on, man. What are we trying to do? End the Republic here? You know what I have to say, though? Christian Gonzalez changes what offenses do automatically. I got to give Christian Gonzalez the gun. Oh, my gosh, it's tough.
And for your most valuable Patriot not named Drake May, you have the defensive player Christian Gonzalez versus the offensive player Stephon Diggs.
Oh, Stephon Diggs or Christian Gonzalez, who holds the gun at the end? Okay, watch this. It's going to be Stephon Diggs. And I know that's tough to say, but here's why. He hasn't had to be everything and more, and he's been everything and more. When Stephon Diggs receives the ball, it seems like it's at the most critical times in games. He's always there as a security blanket. Christian Gonzalez did miss some games. So the most valuable Patriot not named Drake May so far to me is Stephon Diggs. Next.
So your next topic is the team that will most likely win the NFC. So we'll start with the Dallas Cowboys or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, so we'll give the Bucs the gun right away.
Easy.
All right, next.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the San Francisco 49ers?
Ooh, Mac Jones is in the game? Buccaneers, keep the gun.
Wow. Buccaneers or the Green Bay Packers?
Green Bay, yeah.
Green Bay Packers or the Detroit Lions?
Oh, and they had to do it again? I'm going to say Green Bay.
The Green Bay Packers or the surprising division rival, the Chicago Bears?
The Packers.
Green Bay Packers or the Philadelphia Eagles?
Wow, Green Bay. The Eagles look bad.
Green Bay Packers or the Los Angeles Rams?
Wow, Green Bay or the Rams? This is crazy. I'm going to have to go with Green Bay still holding the gun just because of what they're able to do now on the defensive side of the ball. I'm really impressed. All right, last category.
Last category, the best mob-related movie.
All right.
Casino or The Departed?
Oh, The Departed keeps the gun right there.
The Departed or Godfather Part 3?
Oh, The Departed over Godfather Part 3.
The Departed or Goodfellas?
Ooh! The Departed or Goodfellas? Don't call me sacrilege. I'm going to go with Goodfellas only because I thought The Departed was just like 45. I thought it was 45 minutes too short, which someone could make the argument. Okay, next. Oh, gosh.
Goodfellas or Donnie Brasco?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas or Godfather Part 2?
Wow. Ooh. Godfather Part 2.
Godfather Part 2 or Godfather?
Oh, Godfather 2, the sequel versus Godfather, the original. I gotta say, Godfather 2. They're out in Vegas. They're being bothered by the mob out there, by the government out there. Okay, so there it is. I believe the Godfather Part 2 is one of the best mob-related movies. I think the Green Bay Packers will win the NFC. And Stephon Diggs, the most valuable Patriot, not named Drake May, and that is shootout. Next, you varmint rabbit. Drake May is the MVP, and here's why. On the KJ Show on WEEI. Good Saturday to you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.